Sarah stood with Jack on the doorstep of number 5 Wren Crescent, the fresh bouquet of flowers in her arms while Jack pressed the doorbell.
"Very nice little street," said Jack, turning to look at the other houses, their neat front gardens lined with trees. "All tucked away, haven't been down here before."
"Nearly bought a place here when we moved," said Sarah. "But soon as I saw the cottage on the river, it was a no-brainer." The door opened, and Sarah instantly recognised the woman who stood there as a regular behind the counter at the oldie gifty shoppy in the village.
"Harriet," said Sarah.
The woman nodded, looking confused by the flowers.
"Oh, the choir chipped in for these, thought they might be cheery here or at the hospital while Arthur recovers," said Sarah.
"Oh, right, yes," said Harriet. "I think Tony mentioned it, but yesterday, you know, I was so all over the place."
"I'm sure," said Jack. "I'm Jack Brennan, by the way, and this is Sarah Edwards."
"Sarah, yes, we've met. Oh, yes, you too. Yes, Tony said I should talk to you about what happened. Come in, please. I'm sorry leaving you out here in the cold. That wind's bitter, isn't it?"
She stepped back. Jack and Sarah went in, and Harriet closed the door behind them.
"How is Arthur this morning?" said Sarah.
"Oh, he's much better," said Harriet. "I spoke to the ward first thing."
"Good, you must be so relieved," said Sarah, handing the flowers to the woman.
"I am. The other night when I found him, just there where you're standing, actually, well, to be honest, I thought he'd gone. So scary, you know."
Sarah looked down at the parquet flooring. Harriet had clearly cleaned up, but there was still a sinister stain in the wood.
"We only just had that floor laid, you know," said Harriet.
"Cost a fortune. Isn't it always the way?" Sarah wasn't sure how to respond, so she just smiled and nodded.
"Tony said there was something a bit odd about the break-in," said Jack. "Sounded as though you weren't sure the police understood that."
"Absolutely," said Harriet. "Come through and I'll make you a coffee and explain."
They followed her into the kitchen and waited while she quickly cut the bottoms off the flowers, put them in a simple glass vase, made the coffee, and poured them a mug each.
"So perhaps best to start... How did the burglar gain entry?" said Jack.
"Back door," said Harriet. "Afraid we're a bit lax about checking it's locked at night, or rather, we used to be."
"And do you have any idea what was taken?" said Sarah, sipping her coffee.
"I do now," said Harriet. "As far as I can tell, it was just stuff in Arthur's study."
"He teaches, right?" said Jack, taking his mug.
"A head of music at Cheringham High. Been there for years."
"Taught my kids," said Sarah.
She saw Harriet nod, as if that was just to be expected.
"So then, what did the burglar take?" said Jack.
"Nothing in here, or the sitting room, as far as I can tell. I think Arthur must have disturbed them in the study. He was carrying my walking sticks, silly man."
Again, Sarah didn't say anything. She knew shock could affect people in the strangest ways.
"They made a right mess in there," said Harriet. "I'll show you."
She got up and went out and down the hall. Sarah shrugged at Jack and they followed her into a room that was clearly the study, or at least had been. It was a mess. Drawers emptied, tipped out, files everywhere, papers.
"I've not even begun to tidy," said Harriet. "Later, perhaps."
"What did the police say when they saw this?" said Sarah.
"I said it looked like a typical druggy break-in, not planned, just hoping for something shiny to grab and get out quick."
"And can you tell what's missing?" said Jack.
"Oh, yes, some of it, at least. Our digital camera, that's pretty expensive. Some euros for our trip to Tenerife in the new year. Arthur's laptop. Oh, and his briefcase."
"Briefcase?" said Jack. "That have anything valuable in it?"
"The sixth form assessments, and they're only valuable to Arthur. He will be distraught. He just marked them,"